What are the signs of low self-esteem in teenagers that parents should watch for? Something feels off with your teenager, but you can't put words to it. They've pulled back. The spark they used to carry is gone. You ask how things are going and get a one-word answer. That quiet shift matters more than most parents realize. At Healing Helps Therapy in Glen Ellen, we hear this from parents regularly. They noticed a change but weren't sure if it was serious enough to act on. In our experience, parents who reach out early give their teenager a much better chance to work through what they are facing before it builds further. Signs your teenager may be struggling with low self-esteem isn't just about shyness or a bad day. It's the story your teenager tells themselves about their own worth, day after day. When that story turns negative and stays negative, it quietly shapes everything, from how they handle friendships to how they respond to a small setback at school. These signs don't always show up loudly. Some of them look like attitude, some look like laziness. Knowing what to actually watch for can help you tell the difference between a rough week and something your teenager genuinely needs support with. They've stopped doing things they once loved. A teenager who quietly drops a sport, pulls away from friends, or loses interest in hobbies they used to enjoy is showing you something important. That withdrawal is often about feeling unworthy of those spaces, not about the activity itself. It's one of the earliest signs parents notice, and one of the easiest to dismiss. It's worth paying attention when the pattern holds across multiple areas of their life. One bad week is one bad week. Weeks of consistent withdrawal points to something deeper that deserves real attention and a safe place to unpack. Their self-talk has become consistently negative. I'm bad at everything. Nobody likes me. I always mess things up. If your teenager says things like this regularly, and not just in moments of frustration, that's a pattern worth taking seriously. The content of what they say about themselves reveals how they truly feel inside. Teenagers with low self-esteem often believe these things completely. It's not venting. It's a core belief that shapes how they approach school, friendships, and new challenges. Therapy helps identify where that belief started and gives them real tools to shift it over time. They deflect compliments and dismiss their own wins when you tell your teenager they did something well, and they shrug it off or explain it away. That's not modesty. It's a sign that praise doesn't match the story they believe about themselves. Positive feedback simply doesn't land when self-worth is low. This pattern affects how they handle achievement and motivation over time. If doing well doesn't feel real to them, they stop trying. Adolescent therapy creates space to rebuild that connection between effort, accomplishment, and genuine self-worth in a way that actually sticks. Small criticism feels like a catastrophe, a teacher's correction, a friend leaving a message on read, a sibling's offhand comment. These feel enormous to a teenager already struggling with their sense of worth. What looks like overreacting is often a sign that their emotional foundation is fragile, and ordinary friction confirms their deepest fears. This heightened sensitivity tends to affect their relationships and their willingness to try new things. When every small correction feels like proof they aren't good enough, they start avoiding anything that could lead to feedback. That avoidance makes the problem grow. They avoid anything that feels risky, or new teenagers with low self-esteem often skip opportunities that feel uncertain. Trying out for a team, joining a new group, raising their hand in class. The avoidance feels safe in the moment, but it slowly closes off experiences that would actually build confidence and help them grow. Over time, this pattern reinforces the belief that they can't handle challenges. Each avoided situation becomes evidence of their own limitations. Breaking that cycle takes consistent, supportive work, which is exactly what adolescent therapy is designed to do. How adolescent therapy at Healing Helps Therapy can help. Wasim Khalaf is a licensed clinical professional counselor with over 10 years of experience working with teenagers in Glen Ellen and across Illinois. Sessions are built around what your teen is actually dealing with, using evidence-based approaches including cognitive behavioral therapy, solution-focused therapy, and trauma-informed care. The goal isn't to push or fix, it's to give your teenager a space where they feel genuinely understood and start building real emotional resilience. Parent involvement is welcomed when it fits. We work that out together during your free consultation, so your teen feels comfortable from the very first session. Your next step is simple. You don't need to have everything figured out before reaching out. A free 15-minute call is all it takes to start. We'll talk through what your teenager is going through and whether Healing Helps Therapy is the right fit for your family. We accept Blue Cross Community Health, Medicaid, Blue Cross Blue Shield PPO, Cigna, United Healthcare, and Aetna. Self-pay and sliding scale options are available. Call us at 630-360-2280, and we'll check your benefits at no cost to you. Book your consultation today. Call us at 630-360-2280, email Wasim at healinghelpstherapy.com, or schedule directly through our therapy appointment portal. In-person sessions are available at 800 Roosevelt RD, Building E, Suite 415, Glen Ellen. Telehealth is available Monday through Saturday, 8:00 a.m. to 8:00 p.m. across all of Illinois. FAQs: Will my teenager have to talk in front of me during sessions? Sessions are built around your teen's comfort first. Parent involvement is welcomed when it fits, and we decide together from the start what works best. Can my teenager do sessions from home? Yes. Telehealth sessions run through therapy appointment, which is HIPAA compliant and needs no app download. Your teen needs any device and must be in Illinois. Does insurance cover teen therapy here? We accept Medicaid, BCBS PPO, Cigna, United Healthcare, and Aetna. Call 630-360-2280 and we'll verify your benefits for free. What issues does adolescent therapy address? We work with teens on self-esteem, anxiety, academic pressure, identity, family conflict, and behavioral challenges, all tailored to your teenager's specific needs.